But look at me now. He lied again. I said, he lied again. And the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. I appreciate all of y'all praying for me. I know you were. I know. But I'm telling you, my God, you think I'm going to back off and you think I'm going to be quiet? I heard him say, no, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't finished your assignment yet. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going over my lesson. I'm cleaning up some stuff I left out. Cleared up some stuff you need to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. So you got to know what the word says. If you don't know what the word says, he can't give you no desire. The desire come because you read the promise. You read what's in the word. And he said, by his stripes you're healed. I desire to be well because he sent his word and healed me. I'm not trying to get healed. According to 1 Peter 2:24, I'm already healed. I've done been healed. And the devil trying to steal it from me. The devil trying to steal your money. He's trying to steal your health. He's trying to steal your peace. You don't give it up. You don't give it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you spend time with that word until that word talk louder and clearer until you can enter into, when you pray, you can enter into a place of rest. That's it. Once you pray and believe you receive, that's it. I don't consider nothing else. And all the little ifs and buts and what if and that, I don't even consider you. I'm only considering what he said. I'm only locked in on what he said. And he said, if I do what? If I believe that I receive, I shall have them. And I'm looking for them to show up. Because I got them. Somehow my pad got smashed. And we ordered this thing before Christmas. I got a text. Be there? What day was that? It was before Christmas. It'll be there before 8 o'clock that day. I waited all that day to get my new pad. I told Junior, because he's the one handling it. I said, call back and find out what happened, because we waited all day to get this thing. And then he called back again. Somehow, somebody, I know what it did, because Pastor Kennard called me. Was that Monday? I think it was last Monday. Yeah, it was last Monday. This past Monday. Said, we got some... We got some mail, some stuff that Fed or UPS left old our church. Yeah, that's what they just got tired of looking. They just dropped it off where they want to. And he said, "I'm coming to Neighbor Home Center." I said, "Yeah, I'll meet you there." And anyway, we met and I got the mail. But what if he hadn't known me? But anyway, he called and they said somebody got tired of looking for the address. They're probably all up in Memphis and were looking for it. And anyway, and they called back and said it had been put back. I think put back, it brought back to the company. So we finally called again. And called and got it straightened out. He handled it, got it straightened out. And Tuesday it showed up. But I had patience. God don't mess up your address like they do. I want y'all to hear me. If you put in for something, you believe, you receive, Holy Spirit, angels, they're going to make sure you get it. If you don't throw in the towel of doubt and unbelief, if you don't decide, if you don't side in with, I don't know if this is going to work, you stand on that word. Daniel proved that, didn't he prove it? He prayed and said, God, I want to know from you. I want to know. And when Gabriel got there, Gabriel said, 21 days ago I left with your answer. That's why you don't throw in the towel. 21 days ago I was sent. But the Prince of Persia withstood me. Micah came and he helped me. Because you wouldn't turn the switch of faith off. You wouldn't throw in the towel. Here I am, Daniel, with the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stop throwing in the towel. We're going to stand our ground in 2022. Everything God promised you. Everything God had granted you. You say it's mine now. And I'm taking hold to it now. And I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep my faith active, believing, thanking God, praising God. Hallelujah. When things look bad, seem impossible, my hands are going up. Praise you, Lord. Why am I praying? Because he can't lie. He can't fail. He can't miss it. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand my ground. Hallelujah. When things look bad, I'm not going to back off. When people forsake, I'm going to keep charging. I'm going to keep pressing in. Because I know for myself, I know in my heart, everything God said, it is the absolute truth. Hallelujah. Say with me. Say with me. Everything God has for me this year, I'm going to get it. Hallelujah.